back. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Clint Richardson. He is the producer of Lethal Injection, The Story of Vaccination. Came out last year in September. He also produced Kaffir School, School Districts, and The Lottery, which also came out last year in December. His websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com, clint4p.com, and that Clint4p stands for Clint for President. His other website is thecorporationnation.com. And you were talking about sending children to prison, and that two judges received $2.6 million for sending how many
2,000
children
to their prison. So we're not just talking about adult prisoners; we're talking about child labor as well, and that's pretty sad. If I took the liberty, as you've heard me talk about before, the government is always, when you look, always the major shareholder of corporations. So I took the liberty of pulling up the Corrections Corporation of America, and just to see how much government owns. And I pulled up the four largest, or the four big pension funds, and I found that CalPERS owns 497,507 shares at a value of $10 million. CalSTRS in California, 346,000 shares at $7.5 million. New York State Retirement Fund, 419,800 shares at $10.2 million. And New York Teachers Retirement owns 208,000 shares of stock in Correction Corporation of America at $5.7 million. And I did the same for Geo Group, and it's basically the same results on a smaller level because it's a smaller company. What this means, again, people get angry when you talk about their pension funds, but the problem with pension funds is that you're donating your money, and then government is investing that money for you. Well, it's investing it in such things as private prisons. It's investing it in Halliburton. It's investing it in war profiteering companies. The problem with these types of funds is that the people have no control over what is invested. If you can imagine turning these pension funds into something a little less warlike and actually using the trillions of dollars that are in pension funds to actually improve the economy, improve people's lives, this is what I'm trying to get people to understand when it comes to pension funds. So, again, this is the full circle problem here. Alec, being a representation of all major corporations, writing bills in government, government being the one that holds the stock of those corporations, of the members that are on ALEC, using those to vote collectively, because they're the major shareholders, to replace the boards of these corporations, make sure that ALEC members and the real bad people are on the boards of these corporations. So, again, when I say government owns the stock, that doesn't mean that government is this big, powerful thing that runs itself. I'm saying that we have fascism. We have a structure of corporate nation. We have a very, very fine line between government and corporations. In fact, I would say that line is completely invisible. It's only there for the illusion of us, the people, thinking that it's separate. But really, we are in a state of corporate fascism right now as we live and breathe. So, you know, I looked at CCS and Geo, and I found that about 88 to 89% of all the stock in those companies are owned by institutional funds. That generally means government and mutual funds. And government is, of course, the major shareholder in mutual funds.
Wow. All righty. We will be back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors, and we'll take some calls at 800-313-9443.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Clint Richardson. Clint, did you want to finish up a statement or so before we take a call? We do have some callers lining up. Clint, you there?
I only have one thing to say.
Yes?
Wake the heck up, people. Wake up.
Yes. Yes, I was reading on The Nation talking about the public sector union. And, you know, we have been kind of told that the unions are bad, that they're full of communists. So, of course, a lot of people are going to be against a union, any union. And the way that they've spun it on the news is, you know, they've made Scott Walker look really wonderful, that he's doing all these wonderful things. But then, as we briefly mentioned before, this is really against the middle class. But anyway, let's take a caller.
It's against humanity, really.
It is.
It's pro-corporation against humanity.
It is. All right, Richard, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you, Deanna. I just recently found you. You've become a treasure, and thank you for bringing Clint on. I first kind of got into this line of thinking when I read The Rich and the Super Rich by Ferdinand Lundberg in the late 60s.
Fabulous book.
Yeah, you read that book and you realize that there's something afoot that you're not really getting a gist of. But I want to check with Clinton and then maybe take it in a further direction. I believe that all this started with the Eliomassonaries of the Roman Vatican, when they transferred power from the Roman Empire to the Vatican, and then was continued with the corpus souls that the bishops formed when they went out about the lands to form their parishes, as it were. I wondered if that's kind of what was Cliff's background of thinking, or if he had a different perspective as to how all this incorporation started.
I'm somewhat familiar with that. It's not my focus is generally what is now as opposed to what was. I do know that I wrote extensively on the Social Security system, now in 130 different countries, and the Social Security system, interestingly, goes all the way back to biblical times. It was created way back then, kind of died off for a while. And came back, and a lot of this is based in and within the Social Security system. Of course, Alec is very supportive of what's called the International Social Security Association or Administration, one or the other. So that's something you definitely want to look into, is that organization, because our Social Security is run by the World Bank. It was created, actually, about 8 years before it became law in the United States, by the League of Nations, which became the United Nations. So yeah, the historical stuff, I wish I was more up to par. Unfortunately, I stopped reading books and started reading patents and CAFRs and all of these modern, U.S. code and all of these things, and that's basically what I do most of my research on. I really need some tutelage in history, to be honest.
And then my next kind of presentation or question was I believe that this country reached its zenith with Andrew Jackson in the 1930s when he kicked out the international bankers.
And
they came back with a vengeance and created the Civil War so that we could turn the Constitutional Republic into a corporation, which they did successfully, drove it into bankruptcy in 1933 after they formed the Federal Reserve. And then because we went into bankruptcy, we dissolved all of the entities that are the corporations. So there is no more president, there's no more judges, there's no more courts, there's no more sheriffs, there's no more Congress. Those are all just illusions that we've maintained to keep us secure, when in reality we're all one corporatocracy, which we can only view up to its head of the United Nations Council. Which I believe, if you follow Lundberg's thinking, there's actually a board of directors, the 13 families, or whatever you want to consider to be the height.
Well, let me make sure that you understand that this country has always been a corporation. There's not been a time when it hasn't been a corporation. I recommend everybody make a bookmark in their computer, and before you look up anything else, before you look at Black's Law Dictionary, before you look up history, go to what is called the Bouvier's Law Dictionary. Bouvier's Law Dictionary, as far as I understand, was the first and original law dictionary that was actually accepted into as part of the Constitution of the United States, accepted, and it is still used today. In the Supreme Court and in Congress, to really see what was the original intention of everything that was happening back then. And when you look up the United States of America in Bouvier's Law Dictionary, again, accepted into the Constitution. So United States of America, the fifth definition says the United States of America are a corporation endowed with the capacity to sue and be sued, to convey and receive property. But it is proper to observe that no suit can be brought against the United States without authority of law. So we've always the history that we've learned, and I know Deanna was itching to jump on the Jackson thing. What my research has uncovered is that our flag is exactly the same flag as the British East India Company. The only thing that changed was the corner, the blue stars, which was actually the personal flag of George Washington. The problem is George Washington was a cousin of the Queen of England, and every president that we've had since, and everyone that's run against each president ever since, has been a cousin of George Washington. So we've never been anything. As we've really never been a free country as we consider it. And again, when you read the Constitution, trust me, The worst thing you can do is quote the Constitution as what gives you rights. If you read the Constitution and you took off the rose-colored glasses, you would never sign it as a contract. You would never want it to be what gives you rights. The only thing that gives you rights is God. Whatever your belief in God is, doesn't matter. As long as you do no harm to others and their property, you've never broken a law in your life.
Well, this I'm sorry to break in again, but this is where history really steps in. James Madison appeared on a Melody show on Oracle. It was really a great presentation. Hello.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm getting another call.
What he said was
that the founding fathers got wind of all of this or were aware of all of this, and they wrote the letter, which was a Declaration of Independence. The true Constitution that we are referring to wasn't even formed until 1850, and it was a totally false presentation of the original letter that the founding fathers wrote. They didn't write the Constitution.
Right, you're talking about the Hickey Constitution.
Exactly.
But let's get back to the Andrew Jackson thing. Andrew Jackson did not throw the bankers out. That is a fallacy. In fact, he made a deal with the Rothschild bankers in London to be the correspondent bank for the United States. The whole Andrew Jackson situation with him throwing the bankers out is a myth. In order for us to have a hero, I've covered that in my first book.
Yeah, there's a lot of those kind of myths out there. The Founding Fathers, of course, being the most mythological legends I've ever seen. It's actually funny.
Exactly.
Especially when you read the Federalist Papers, and you know, maybe some of them had good intentions. You know, it's not fair to say that all attorneys or all Masons are bad, but you know.
But
they are members of a private association, so it's a problematic.
Exactly. All righty. Richard, thank you so much for calling in. Let's take Dave in Wisconsin. Dave?
Thanks for taking my call. Mr. Richardson, I heard you allude to something. It sounded like an acronym, ALEC.
Yes, sir. That ALEC is A-L-E-C, and it stands for the American Legislative Exchange Council. And the website...
That's what I thought you were referring to. Anyway... now, it's my view that right now we are either under siege or under occupation. One of the two, and they very well could be called first cousins. But so anyway, anything anyone does on the negative that would enhance the enemy powers that are perpetrating the siege against us or occupying, I would be against. And anything that any organization does that would repudiate that wickedness, I would be for. Now, are you familiar with a credential document that ALEC did vote for and credential called Restoring Legal Protections for Women and Children?
Well, no. I'm afraid of what it would actually say.
All right. Well, I would encourage you to get a copy of that and read it because, for example, what led to the revolution in France was what is called higher criticism, where everything about everything is wrong all the time. And this is a credential document that exposes the Kinsey scientism, fraud, and crimes against women and children. And ALEC has credentialed this, whether you like it or not. And it is a revealing of the Rockefeller-Kinsey connection, the Rockefeller-financed Kinsey Institute frauds and crimes that have been perpetrated that are foundational to undermining and removing the protections for women and children that
are
known as the Comstock Law.
Okay, Dave, hold on. Gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes, and we'll pick this up on the other side of the break. Dave, you're welcome to stay over the break.
many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Clint Richardson, and we still have Dave on the phone. Clint, did you want to respond to Dave's question?
Only to say that... Yeah, of course, Alec is not – everything it does is not going to be evil because it needs to uphold somewhat of a public persona of being good. I mean, they say that when the Antichrist comes, if you believe in that sort of thing, that everybody's going to love him, and yet he is the Antichrist. So, I mean, you know, you can always find something that an organization like this is going to do good and as a public relations kind of thing, absolutely. And, you know, you could also equate this to just the changing over of the old world order to the new world order, exposing, you know, the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and all that, which are almost insignificant at this point when it comes to the structure of things now. So, you know, I'm not gonna argue that they don't do good things, but the good things they do are generally for the purpose of bad things.
Right. All righty. Thank you, Dave, for calling
in. Mr. Richardson,
I
didn't call in to argue. I just wanted to bring this 24-page document, the fact that it exists, forward, because
right,
what
right.
happened was...
Could you repeat
was,
the title?
Excuse me?
Could you repeat the title?
Sure, it's called Restoring Legal Protections for Women and Children, and it is credentialed. It can be offered into evidence in any court in America. And the thing is the Rockefeller, with Morris Ernst, the Rockefeller Foundation financed this effort to replace American common law with what's called the American Law Institute Model Penal Code, and I'm sure that you would be very impressed by this. And it took several years to get them to look at this and to credential it. And Colonel Ronald D. Ray and Dr. Judith Reisman and Ronald Ray's wife were all instrumental in this. And it literally was when common law was fraudulently and feloniously removed. And this can be restored because this document details all of the lies and deceit under the rubric of science by Alfred Kinsey. So thank you, Deanna, for taking this call and letting me express that.
Oh, you're very welcome, Dave. I appreciate it.
All right, goodbye.
I'll certainly take a look at it. Unfortunately, when we're talking about restoring legal protections for women and children, I did a very extensive case law study of what the court considers protections for women and children, and basically came to the conclusion, well, the courts have the conclusion that they are the parent of the children. The actual parents, the birth parents, have no right over their children if the state says otherwise. So your children, you don't own your children. In fact, that was the name of the article, was Do You Own Your Children? And trust me, if you read that, you'll have no doubt that the court system, as it currently stands, again, a private association running that, can and will take your child at any time it wishes. And I would refer people to that, to that article, to really understand that.
Certainly. I sent you a link also regarding this bill that ALEC passed, or this legislation, or the report. It's actually called the ALEC Report on Kinsey's Fraud, which is, you know, it actually was a fraud. But when you consider all the human trafficking going on in this country, when you have actual government officials participating in it, then you have to wonder, well, you know, where is that law? Where these people are concerned, you know, it's you know, there's a lot of really good laws, but are they applicable to what is going on, or are people using it to help people? I don't know. So let's take Stuart in Ohio. Stuart?
Thank you. I've done a little bit of research, and what I've discovered is that yes, it's true that the Queen of England was the cousin of George Washington. What I've also found out is that the British royal family has been German. George Washington was also German. It turns out that Queen Elizabeth Windsor is the grandmother of Barack Obama, Barack Hussein Obama. And she was very close with Eva Braun, who had...
Russ, I appreciate you calling in, but you're spinning a tale, and I suggest that you spin it elsewhere. All righty, let's take another caller.
Wait a minute. This is actually a very – why is that a tale?
That was Russ.
Well, no, because, I mean, I've got charts showing
– Okay, but do you really think that George Washington was a cousin of Barack Obama?
Yeah, they're actually all cousins. Right now, Mitt Romney and Barack Obama are cousins. The people who run against each other every year are cousins. Actually, this is the subject of my next video.
You mean?
Guess what, Deanna? I went to the Mormon church, and I walked through the halls of the Mormon church, and there proudly displayed in the Mormon church was the genealogy of Mitt Romney. It's called the Hutchinson chart. Anybody can search for it. It's actually called the Hutchinson Pedigree. And there was George Bush, Roosevelt, Mitt Romney, and several other high-profile people. And when you take it further, you find that the Delano family and Delano Roosevelt goes to Gerald Ford, goes to Nixon, and you find that eventually they're all very close cousins.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Our guest today is Clint Richardson, and his websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com, clint4p.com, and thecorporationnation.com. Well, that was interesting, and you went over to genealogical library?
Yes, you know that the Mormon Church is actually responsible for Ancestry.com and all of that, so they're very, very, very much a record-keeping as far as family history. And so when you look at this wonderful poster that's hanging in one of the hallways over there, it's called the Hutchinson Chart, or the Hutchinson Pedigree. And lo and behold, I'm actually trying to pull it up now, you had Mitt Romney. You had George Bush, you had Roosevelt, Delano Roosevelt, you had several Supreme Court justices, you had a former president of Ireland, you had quite a few people. My computer's not working. And then when you took the Delano chart, which is actually called the Howland chart, you find that Joseph Smith, the president or the original prophet of the church, the so-called prophet of the church, is also related to Roosevelt and therefore Romney and Gerald Ford and Nixon and several other prominent features. And then, of course, you keep expanding and you find that they're all basically cousins. Of course, they're removed several times. And a lot of people say, well, if you go back far enough, everybody's a cousin. Well, no. This is from the 1600s. These are the original people who came over on the Mayflower. And in fact, what's interesting about the Hutchinson chart is that the Anne Hutchinson was, according to Catholic Church records, I believe it was Catholic Church records, in Salem, Massachusetts, and she was labeled a witch according to the Catholic Church. So it's a very interesting story when you get down to the nuts and bolts. And again, it's not just a frivolous thing, because literally in the same family, the guy who ran for president against Abe Lincoln, you know, is also in the same family line. You're talking about Melville Winston Fuller, Charles Eliot, Oliver Wendell Holmes, Hugh Bancroft, Brad Pitt, and Angelina Jolie are cousins. I mean, they're like the royal Hollywood family. You start looking into this stuff, and trust me, the coincidence factor goes out the window, especially considering, you know, drum roll please, that the only black president in history is very, very much a cousin of George Bush. So, you know,
well, his mother was Jewish. Well, yeah. I know that doesn't have anything to do with
well,
what we're
the,
talking
the Bush,
about. But
you know, what's his name? Can't remember his name right now, but he's one of the prominent researchers into that. He found that the original Bush family name was a Jewish name as well. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't look at this as something to be ignored, because again, the you know, you have to consider that the Republican and the Democratic parties have been propping up. Every single election have been propping up cousins to run against each other, and every
sure.
president we've had has been related. So
sure.
I don't find that you know, I don't find that to be something to dismiss myself.
Well, you know, if you go back to the book that that our other caller was talking about by Lundberg, about the rich and the super rich, and he also wrote another book called The 60 Families. I mean. What you're saying is very, you know, applicable to what's going on, I would believe. But I think we also have to look, I would like to also go back and see the corporation, some of the names of the people behind ALEC. But let's take another call and then let's do that. Well, we've got some other callers. Okay, let's take Rich in Washington. Rich, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, okay, now we can.
Yeah, this is the other caller coming back. I wanted to stress now that I think this is where the kings and the Vatican came together, and that this is the kind of agreement that they had, that the bloodlines would be continued from the kingships. And I can't verify that, but that's a possibility. But my final question, what I wanted to ask from before, is where does Clint think that Walter Burian's information and his research fits in, and then how can this incorporation and the bloodline process be disempowered? And I wait for his new video.
Well, yeah, and that's I'm what you might call a protege of Walter Burian. I learned from him. I helped him make his last documentary, did the sound for it, and some of the video. And you know, I've been writing ever since, because once I got the skinny from Walter himself and was lucky enough to spend several days with him and discussing this, I realized that what Walter is exposing and has been exposing for 20 years or so, it's really the holy grail of accounting. It's the holy grail of information. And if the people understood that, you know, trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars are being hoarded by government through its investments, that there would be revolt in the streets. Now, I wish that was the case, and I try my best to expose all of the stuff that Walter has been trying to expose. In fact, my recent blog post was California. I looked at the California state CAFR as the government was as the governor said there was a $16 billion deficit. I found $577 billion. Dollars in funds in California. So literally the deficit and the entire debt of the state of California could be paid off and still have 400 and something million left or billion left over. That this is the reality of every state, county, city, municipality, district, school districts. That's the reality of the situation. See, because government is in the practice of promoting debt to the public while hiding all of its assets, and that's the best definition of government I can give you, and that is why, again, all of these corporations have so much money to throw around, because it's literally the investments that have been made by government through corporate bonds and through direct stock investments. That's what we're dealing with here. And, you know, I think Walter Burian should be the most cherished, even though he's become a crotchety old man, he should be one of the most cherished people on this earth. He has got the most important information running around in his head, and I'm still a novice compared to him with this stuff. And the guy is still, you know, in the desert with his dogs getting no support. And that just blows my mind, considering what that man has to offer and his solution to the problem. Again, the problem that already exists, which is this massive investment capacity of government. It's already there. The government already owns it all. Your real estate, every time you go to a mall, every time you see a corporation that's housed in a building, chances are government either owns that building outright or is invested in the fund, the real estate fund, or the right fund, real estate investment fund, that owns that building. And so, again, it's a full circle of corruption here. And, again, it's corporate fascism. The fact that Walter is still not being supported and given millions of dollars to actually be the – as far as I'm concerned, the only person with an idea, which is his tax retirement fund, to actually fix this problem, to take what already exists, which is all of these government investments, and to say, wait a minute, let's turn the profit or the gain from those investments, and let's stop taxation. Let's take all of that investment capital and investment gain, and instead of letting government build up nations, you know, turn China into what it is, turn Mexico into what it is, turn Indonesia into what it is, let's actually start using that to benefit the people instead of just the corporations. I mean, it's the only thing I've heard anybody talk about that actually acknowledges what is. In other words, forget history, forget the banking families, forget all of this. Let's just focus on where the money is. And Walter's the only guy out there that has come up with a solution for that. And again, I don't know why. I don't understand why people aren't supporting him other than to say Walter's great. Because he's the only guy out there that has a solution that is, as far as I'm concerned, would actually fix the situation. But it would take – see, here's the real problem. It would take people like you and people like me and people like Deanna and all the people watching – the reality shows out there that teach each other to stab each other in the back. It would take all of those people to get up off their collective butts and actually create law through proposition, through whatever you call it in your state, and create the law themselves. Instead of sending an email to your legislator, your councilman, or whatever, half of these guys don't even know what the CAFR is, the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, so they wouldn't even have heard of Walter Burian. It would take all of us getting together and writing up a law, getting each other to sign the petitions to get that law on the ballot, passing the law, and then having Walter come in and fix the situation. But how do I do that? How do we do that? How do we get people to first of all acknowledge all of the stuff we're talking about today and the Ouroboros effect of this, and then to you know, actually get up and do something about it. Of course, we've all been trained to send emails and letters and protest and do all these things that are completely ineffectual, and yet here's Walter sitting in the desert with a perfectly legitimate and wonderful plan to turn this all around. So, you know, it's frustrating.
It is, exactly. All righty, thank you, Rich. We do have a bunch of callers, so we do have to move on. Let's take Chris in Missouri. Chris, welcome to the program. Chris? Is Chris not there? Okay, I guess Chris isn't there. Chris on 4. Okay, let's take Sherry in Kansas. Sherry, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna. Hi, Clint.
Hello.
I was looking at a couple of the Kansas CAFRs that I got a hold of, and they really make it hard. It wasn't the different funds were not broken down like it show on your video, and I started reading some of it, and it says that you have to write these individual, like the Kansas Finance Authority, you've got to write them to get their financial statement, and the individual universities, you've got to write them, and then you've got to the what's comparable to the Kansas Public Employees Union, you've got to write them and get their separate one, you know, and it's just a mess. But Deanna, you know, I recommended that you get Catherine Austin Fitz on again.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you get her on, you ought to get Clint to co-host with you, because I think it would be really interesting, y'all talking about, you know, not only the her information about the narco dollars, but how it intersects with the stock market profits. And I think it all, you know, affects these prison industries and pumping up these funds and stuff. And I think Clint could really, ask interesting questions.
That would be a good idea.
So, okay, that's all I had.
All righty. Thanks,
Sherry. Well, let me just interject and say one of Alex's proposals is also to limit the availability of financial statements as well, including private corporations. You know, right now you can also go to Target or Walmart or anywhere else and get their comprehensive annual financial report, because all corporations, including government, have to file that. It is federal law. Now, in Utah, I haven't studied other states on this, but Utah has what's called secrecy, or the official word, I believe, is protected records. Part of the protected records are the financial statements, to the point where I will not be able to myself pull them up anymore. They are protected. In other words, when you say the word protection, that means protected from public scrutiny. And that is now law in Utah. I don't know when that's going to take effect or when they'll actually utilize that, but they've made just about everything you could possibly want that deals with any conspiracy in government, any bad criminal activity in government, including children, foster home stuff, all completely out of public reach. You know, and that to me is not government. If government is for and of the people, how can there possibly be any record that is, private or not available to the public? It doesn't even make sense. And yet, you know, people are still watching their reality shows. So I don't know. I have the same problems with governments. The funds are generally, if you do have a CAFR, the funds are generally listed towards the end or middle of the report. You kind of have to ignore the first 20, 30 pages, because it's kind of the stuff that gets you confused and dumbs you down before you get to the real nitty gritty. But most of the money is hidden in the back or middle sections of the report, under required supplemental information, and it'll have charts that show each individual fund, and most of the time they have a description of the funds themselves. What is an internal service fund? What is a debt service fund? What is an enterprise fund? Once you find those descriptions, generally the charts will follow each description. So that's the best advice I can offer. It is difficult to find these things, and of course they don't want you to find them. And even as we speak, even since I've started speaking about this and doing these radio shows and writing about it and really getting people angry, they've now switched the way that they word things. The Government Accountability Office and GATT and Government Accounting Standards Board have changed the definitions of words and are using new words to confuse everybody now that I've made all these videos. So,
yes.
I mean, it's they only report net assets and not gross. So when I'm doing these, I'm like, well, I wish I had the gross assets, because this is the net assets. The pension funds, for instance, report that they only have certain amount, but when you look at the gross assets, you find that their investments are much, much higher than what they report as their balance. So it's all problematic, of course, and very difficult. It took me, just to give you an idea, it took me a year to even be able to properly, you know, examine one of these things and actually find things. So it's not something that most people can just look at and actually, you know, understand it right away. It's really tough. It's really tough. And that's purposeful, of course.
All righty. We'll be right back in 3 minutes and we'll take some further calls. Stay tuned.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Has been Clint Richardson. His websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com, clintforp.com, and thecorporationnation.com. All righty, let's take Chris in Missouri. Chris, welcome to the program. Chris, welcome to the program.
Yep. Yeah, I'm here. Hey, okay. Hopefully you got the cartoon I emailed you yesterday.
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate that. It's very interesting.
Hey, what he was talking about as far as California, I also read that article, and he's got to be dead on because I'm originally from there, and there's just too much money floating around in that state for them to be broke. There's just no way. So last night I was doing some Agenda 21 ICLEI research and doing this Springfield, Missouri strategic planning. And I'm on this ALEC website right now, and I'm seeing the exact same Hegelian dialect that just spins people in circles and confuses them. And it kind of struck me when that guy was talking about that Rockefeller-based initiative. You know, they're doing the same thing. I'm on the site right now, expanding, this is from ICLEI's international page, expanding its research to further Jeffersonian principles. So this is kind of, you know, part of the gist of how they're getting people to think that this is all a great thing. And I had a question for him also. I was on this international page of these MEPs, and I was wondering, I noticed out of the 18 reps that they have for their international, was it 7 or 8 of them are from the UK and 4 are from Poland? And I was wondering why so many from the UK and Poland, if he's can give me any info on that.
Well, I would assume, you know, the corporate structure is really based out of Poland. I don't really know, but you know, the corporate structure is basically based out of these two countries. We're all familiar with the city of London and the banking institutions that are located there. So, and banking is a big part of ALEC. So, you know, that would actually make a lot of sense to me. There's over 300 people that are actually on. As far as corporate representatives, so it's
yeah, this is their ALEC international delegates.
Yeah,
is what they're.
Yeah,
got
I'm not.
Here.
I'm not that familiar with that aspect of it, but definitely something to be aware of.
Yeah, well, it just seems like they there's a lot of this stuff making its way, you know, big time into Eastern Europe, and Poland seems to be the door.
Yeah, well, is you know, European Union type of stuff. Again, not my forte. I don't generally focus on other or international stuff, but by all means, you know, people need to read about it and figure this stuff out, because it's I'm happy when I hear people call in and say they actually pulled up a CAFR. I mean, that makes me excited.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm glad that you're pulling up the site and actually checking it out for yourself. And you're right, the Hegelian dialectic is alive and well. And when a company or a institution like this produces a public document, of course, it's always going to be in the guise of promoting something that's good for the people. But everything they do privately behind closed doors is not.
Yeah,
and would you say that the international bankers are behind a lot of this?
Gosh, you know, I think that the kind of the old way of thinking where the bankers are in charge of everything, I think needs to kind of go away. I think we have a completely different system set up here, that bankers are just one aspect of this. I think we need to get rid of the blaming the Rothschilds for everything, and you know, I think we need to focus on what we can see as opposed to the mythological bankers, you know.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, Clint. Appreciate you being on the program
today. Thank you.
Sorry we didn't get to all the calls, but talk to you tomorrow, listeners. Bye bye.
The next